This place, I want you to listen and receive. And I see hope restored, the healing of all diseases. I sing praises, I give you honor, worthy Jesus. I'm going to sing that again because we're going to speak healing into this atmosphere. See glory is falling in this place, and I see hope restored, the healing of all diseases. I sing praises, I give you honor, worthy Jesus. I sing praises, I give you honor, worthy Jesus. We're going to sing I Sing Praises again, and I want you to speak it out in faith. We're going to sing praises until we see the manifestation. I sing praises. And I sing praises, I sing praises, I give you honor, worthy Jesus. And I sing praises, I give you honor, worthy Jesus. And I sing praises, I give you honor, worthy Jesus. And I sing praises, I give you honor, worthy. One more time. And I sing praises, I give you honor, worthy Jesus. Sing the chorus one more time, in faith. We give you the praise.
We give you praise and all of the honor. You are our God, the one we live for. We give you praise, all of the glory. Praise and all of the honor, you are our God, the one we live for. We give you praise, all of the glory, God. Oh, we give you glory tonight, God. Oh, we give you glory. You are worthy of our praise, God. Oh, we rely on you.
Before we go into this next song, I just saw a picture and I just wanted to share it with somebody in here. It was like you're in your head, the dial, like just an imaginary dial was like set on depression, and there was like a lock there. And God says, you think that that's locked, but I'm unlocking it tonight. And it's going to be switched and moved off of that dial of depression. In the name of Jesus, He is delivering you from that tonight in His presence. If that's you, just take it. Thank you, Father, that you sent your Son Jesus and He beat that enemy of depression. And your children do not live under that bondage, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
sing it again.
You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. From you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
Day and night.
Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Worthy of it all. You
Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We lift you up right now. We magnify you. We thank you. We take charge of this atmosphere. We thank you that your glory is resting in this place. And we decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, we break every stronghold. In our life right now, we decree we are free. Through the blood of Jesus, we are free. We pull down every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. We bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, Lord, you are worthy of it all. In Jesus' name, you are worthy of it all. Lord, it is you that teaches our hands to war. It is you, Lord, that has caused us to be ministers of fire. It is you, God, that has baptized us with fire in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the purging right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
For the next 15 or 20 minutes, I'm going to read the scripture verses because I feel like God was going to do some healing in our souls tonight. And what I heard him say is just be quiet. Just allow the quiet to bring the healing. And I'll explain in the Bible in Lamentations 3:26, it says, "It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord." Isaiah 7:4, "Take heed and be quiet. Fear not, neither be faint-hearted." In Isaiah 30:15, it says, "In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength." And sometimes I think we come into his presence and we strive a little bit too hard. And we work to say the right things. But tonight, I think he just wants us to be quiet and let him be to you what he needs to be to you.
Thank you.
before we leave this moment, I just know that there's some of us here that need to get out a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil and write down what God is telling you. Sometimes the word may seem insignificant to us, but it's not to Him. He wants you to keep it. So just write it down. If you need to put it in your phone, put it in your phone. But I don't want to leave this moment until you have it. So we're going to go into a song again for worship, if that's okay. You guys, do you have another one? But while we're doing that, I'd like for all the School of Ministry students to be prepared to give a word of knowledge after this worship song. Because I know that some of you already have one. Whether it's a former School of Ministry student or you're enrolled this year, or obviously Pastors Karen and Clarence, you are always welcome. And just want you to prepare for that after this song. We're going to let you come and give word of knowledge. Okay. Students, come on up. Come on up. Give a word of knowledge. And just want you to acknowledge if that's you, just so that we can target our prayer towards you. And these are positive word of knowledge. These are words of healing and encouragement. Ted?
A few minutes ago, the word butterfly came to my heart. I'm like, okay, Father, what butterfly? And he said, butterflies flitter and they flutter. And this is for a woman out here. I saw a blue sky, and the blue sky had lots of stars in it. And I saw your arms are spread out like this, and you just had the biggest smile, and you're spinning like this. Just spinning, flying up into the sky. It was awesome. And also, a couple minutes ago, the word ankles come to my heart. Is there someone here having problems with ankles?
As soaking was going on this evening, the Lord downloaded a word in me, and it was for me, but I feel like it's for someone else here. I once read that we live lives that are so busy, and God is talking to us all the time. We talk to Him, but He wants us to be able to hear from Him. And oftentimes, because our lives are so busy, He's not able to get through all the noise and the chatter in our lives. And sometimes that's why when we sleep, that's the only time that we're knocked out where we can actually hear from Him. But this is what He gave me. It's in 1 Peter 5:7-11. Give all your worries and cares to God. This is New Living Translation. For He cares about you. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your family of believers all over the world is going through the same kind of suffering you are. In His kindness, God called you to share in His eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So after you have suffered a little while, He will restore, support, and strengthen you, and He will place you upon a firm foundation. So this was for me, but I feel it was for someone else here tonight.
Anybody say, yeah, that was for me? Okay, Pastor Karen is going to, we're going to pray after we give all the word of knowledge, okay?
Praise God. There's someone with a sister, a physical sister, I mean a sister from birth, or someone that you're very close to who's like a sister. She's been on your mind. You've been worried about her because there's a physical ailment, something physical going on in her body. God says that He's going to heal her. You have to lay hands on her because of that faith that you take back to her, that He will heal her on that faith.
Awesome. Anybody take that word? All right. Awesome.
I think the Lord was speaking to me. Sometimes we don't use our voice enough. And He's saying to me and to share with you, you can have what you say. You can have what you say. There's a scripture that says, I think it's Mark chapter 11, verse 22 through 24. And it says, and Jesus said unto the disciples, have faith in God. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever says, say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And I say to you tonight, you can have what you say.
Does that agree with anybody's heart? All right.
When I was praying over here tonight, I saw the word AIDS. I don't know if there's somebody in here that may be going through that, or maybe you have a family member or somebody that's close to you that has been pronounced HIV positive or AIDS. The Lord says that tonight He wants to heal that infirmity. If it is you, or it is a family member, you can intercede for them right here tonight. He's wanting to break that. And I want to declare over CNC, the Lord has put this on my heart, that CNC has entered into a season that it will cure all incurable diseases, AIDS, and all those things that the doctors proclaim that they are not. Tonight, God sees CNC as fire. We have called upon Him for fire, and He is answering us with fire. And I encourage every one of us, all those that have people that have ailments and sickness, bring them in.
So anyone here have a brother named Rob or Robert? You have a brother named Rob? Did Rob recently have surgery or some sort of emotional something happened to him that really just cut him deep? Yeah, I just feel like Jesus really just sees your brother Rob, and that in this season he really just needs to know that the Father sees him. So yeah, we just bless Rob. We just say that whatever is just like, I see like a sword going in and like cutting it, and it sucks. But we just say that, like, man, we serve an awesome Redeemer. So we just bless Rob. We bless everything that he does. We know that he is a world changer. And that when Jesus comes into his heart and is able to show him more deeply who he is in Christ, this world will never be the same. And is anyone else, I saw a picture of a candle, and you're lighting it, and then it keeps getting blown out. And you light it again, and it keeps getting blown out. And I feel like Jesus is asking if you are in a season, or your family has always been one of those families that nothing good happens or nothing good stays in their family. If that's you, I just believe that Jesus wants to rip that out, cut out that generational curse. Yeah, we just break that off. We say that we are the light of the world, and that we will stand on that mountain and we will shine bright and no one can put us out. So if that's you afterwards, I'd love to pray with you.
I guess it was just a word for myself, but I would like to share it. I was laughing because right before Mary said, God says to be quiet, I was just writing down what I felt like God was saying to me, and He said, I just need you to be quiet for a second. He says, I feel like sometimes I need you to be quiet so you can hear what I'm saying. And I'm saying, you're harder on you than I am. And I love you. Praise me.
Good Lord. Anybody agree with that? Needed to hear that? All right, Halima.
The word I got was screaming. Like an inner screaming, like as it's screaming inside, and it's loud, like really loud. But God says that He's gonna extinguish it with His peace. Kind of like He went like an instant hushing of this screaming inside.
Anybody wanna take that? All right.
The Lord says there is someone passing through a specific situation. It looks like a storm. But the Lord said to you, don't worry. This storm is like preparation for you to reach your biggest destiny. So don't worry. Don't be scared about this storm. Just keep quiet and trust in Him. And He said for you also, behold. All things are become new.
Awesome. That's awesome. Good word. Good word. Marcus, did you want to share one?
I feel impressed to pray for someone who feels like giving up. And giving up can be in any area, family, ministry, whatever your endeavors are, that's a spirit that is working against you. The Lord wants me to pray for you if you're here.
Okay, well, right now what I'd like to do is that if that was your word, I want you to come and agree with those who gave that word and just receive prayer, because God is a God of breakthrough and he's going to bring it tonight in your life.
I would rather be than hearing your love, hearing your love. There's no place I would rather be. There's no place I would rather be. There's no place I would rather be than hearing your love, hearing your love. Set a fire down in my soul. That I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. 'Cause I want more of you, God. I want more. heaven come down. Sound of heaven touching earth, our Father, all of heaven rose your name, sing louder, let this place erupt with praise, can you hear it, the sound of heaven touching earth. Sound of heaven touching earth, Spirit break out, break our walls down, Spirit break out,
heaven come,
heaven come down.
Before we close tonight, I just want to give an opportunity to just celebrate God. If you've gotten a breakthrough tonight, or you've gotten healed tonight, or you've heard a special word from Him, I just want to hear like three of you come up and we're just going to celebrate what He did tonight in this room. So come on up. Anybody? Testimony means do it again, God. So when we share what God's done in us, He does it again in somebody else. Isn't that powerful? Anybody? I'll come to you. All right.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Some of you may know that my natural name is Deirdre, which means depression. It meant sorrow. And so I had asked the Lord to give me my new spiritual name, which is Freedom. And that's what He spoke to me in my spirit on Sunday. So when this gentleman right here had expressed about the butterflies, I had been seeing butterflies all summer long, you know, and it was just the manifestation which of my name that I can freely walk in today. So I praise God for that. And just to let you know, with my natural name, which meant depression, every time somebody called me Deidre, they were basically saying depression, and I answered. So our names are powerful and they mean something. So I would suggest that everyone look up their name and ask the Lord to give you your new spiritual name and have people walk in the freedom that God has given you to walk in the spirit, which is in your spiritual name.
Powerful. Okay, there's two more. Come on, I'll come to you. Just raise your hand. You got?
I was down in Florida with two other brothers doing a job in Destin, and the one brother's really strung out. I think something, you know, sometimes association, he's just coming back to the Lord. I think something kind of got on both me and his other brother, and we were both really strung out this weekend coming into this week, and I just felt peace being restored, like God hit the reset button and restructured and put things back, and I feel God's peace tonight again.
Amen. That's awesome. That's so good. Okay, who's the last one? Okay, Cassandra.
Yeah.
You have a mic, right?
Well, as you told us to just be quiet before the Lord, he told me to just sit and be still. And as I was sitting there, it was like a heaviness on my leg because I was going to get back up. And it was just to be still and sit. And when Marcus talked about how you wanted to let go, I was ready to let go of quite a few things. And the Lord just revealed to me, it's not time for you to let go of that. You need to stay in the worship, stay before me, and just stay in the things that he promised me to do. And I praise God for that.
Amen. Good. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, we'll just dismiss and praise our way out of here, if that's okay. Can you guys just tell them thank you and bless them? And Tracy, we're going to need to take you home, all of us, because didn't she bless us with that instrumental? Like, we all want to take her home with us, right? We could maybe take a CD home, hint, hint, hint. But we just want to bless them and just tell them thank you so much for pouring out. So let's worship and praise and just thank God for what he's done.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Every chain is broken through you, Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Whoa. Met your blood, my acceptance. Now I'm alive to bring you praise. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Every chain is broken through you, Jesus. Spirit of the Lord is. free to dance and sing. I'm free, I'm free, I'm free to shout it out. I'm free, I'm free, I'm free to dance and sing. I'm free, I'm free. Shout it out. I'm free, I'm free, I'm free to dance and sing. I'm free, I'm free, I'm free to worship you. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Every
chain is broken through you, Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Every chain is broken through you, Jesus. Come on, sing it out, church. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Whoa.
Spirit of the Lord.